This is John Batts, a conversation with colleague Jonathan Schanzer, Executive Director of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Jonathan identifies, amidst all the talk of a peace plan for Gaza, two capitals to watch that have separate agendas from peace. That would be Iran, wounded and in retreat, and Ankara, powerful, ambitious, and extremely successful, not only in the Middle East, but across Africa, establishing its authority, and in the Mediterranean basin, watching Tehran and Ankara as Jerusalem finds an end to the Gaza war. More of this tonight.
Well, you can never be too bookish, John, and it's one of the things that I love about your program. I think we need to acknowledge the fact that the Ottoman Empire has absolutely contributed to the mess of the map that we're looking at today. The French involvement, the British involvement, the U.S. involvement, for that matter. I mean, you've had a bunch of foreign powers that have tried to insert themselves and to try to fix this conflict in different ways over the last century. All have failed. What I think we need to be aware of right now is that there are two powers that I think matter the most regionally. One is Iran. That is a power that is on the wane. They have tried and apparently failed to conquer the region, to create that Shiite crescent stretching from Iran into Iraq, into Syria, into Lebanon, into Israel. Right now, it looks like that Shiite crescent is fading. It is only existing in small chunks. And the Iranian star appears now not to be what we thought it would be. However, at the same time, we see the resurgence of neo-Ottoman aspirations. The Turks are looking to reclaim parts of the Middle East, Syria being first and foremost among them. But keep an eye on Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This is a large military with capabilities that are compatible with NATO. This is a man who has vowed to raise a pan-Islamic army to fight against Israel because of what he perceived to be wrongdoings in Gaza. So I watch those two in particular. But really, if you ask me, the main regional power, the only one that really has not wavered, is Israel. And they continue to show that even amidst international pressure, amidst recognitions of a state of Palestine, amidst all of the UN onslaught that they just absorbed, that they are still willing to fight on, as they do in Gaza City at this very moment.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.